Blog Talk Radio. Todos los días entramos y salimos de la vida de cada cual.
Es fácil dar por sentados los momentos que conforman nuestro día a día.
Algunos son buenos,
otros no tanto, pero así es la vida.
Cuando algo no te parece bien,
es hora de prestar atención.
Porque solo tú sabes lo que no deberías tu día a día. Protege tu día a día.
Si ves algo sospechoso, avísales a las autoridades locales.
Hey girl, you know, you're pretty or whatever, but wouldn't you like to bring out that beauty that's inside of you? You should call Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. She's a makeup artist that can bring out the natural beauty in you. That's Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. Call Robin Eason so she can bring out that natural beauty in you. You're pretty or whatever.
Yes, AM 1520, we are WPXY. It's moving Sunday, March 6th, to a new location, 3223 Northwest 10th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale, in the Oakland Commerce Center. Take Oakland Park Boulevard to Northwest 10th Terrace, turn right next to Wendy's, then turn left into the plaza, 10-color office building, all the way to the bike. Make right, go to Suite 601. Yes, WEXY, moving to a new location, Sunday, March 6th, 3223 Northwest 10th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale, Suite 601. And for more information and directions, call WEXY, 954-561-1520.
Franklin from the new project, and it's called No Sleep Tonight. You're tuned in to Guts, Guts United States, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. Talking about love, what God has joined together. Yeah, God patiently explained his plan to the Archangel Michael. I will cause the man to fall into a deep sleep, he said, and then I will take a rib from his side and make a companion for him, a woman. Michael blinked as if he'd just been told a joke that he didn't get. Don't you see, Michael, God said, the woman and the man will be husband and wife. They will become one. Michael's mouth slowly dropped open. Oh, he said, drawing the word out, rushing of realization. You will make them one, the angel repeated. A unity, the man, the woman. God smiled and nodded, a unity. A reflection of my nature. So Michael said breathlessly, although they are two, they will be one, just as you three are one. His eyes sparkled with exhilaration. You will allow them to experience unity just as you are one. What a brilliant plan, a generous plan. God nodded, and excitement shone in his eyes, too. That conversation probably never took place. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it never took place. A good understanding of exactly what it is that God may have said and what God may have been saying. So we do thank God again for you all who are tuned into the broadcast and who are listening in. We're talking about what God has joined together. Let no man put asunder. What God has put together. Yeah, we want to talk about that. Let's talk about love, life, peace, joy. Yeah. So it's certainly not recorded in God's word. It's just a fanciful representation of what might have taken place in the first days of human life when God devised a wonderful plan for humanity. He created a man and a woman and separate them, Matthew 19 and 6. Why? Because God intended our marital and familial relationships to be strong, loving, and lasting relationships that reflect the unity of God himself. Now, unity is part of God's nature and character. He is one, and he wants us to reflect that unity in our marriage and family relationships. That doesn't always happen, of course. Tragically, marriages sometimes come to an end, families sometimes fall apart, and if you've witnessed or experienced the breakup of a family, you probably understand why God wants us all to save us all the pain and heartbreak of such an experience. He can heal such hurts, but he prefers with our cooperation to prevent them. Let's think about some things. I have to give you questions. Think about it. You might want to call in and ask me some questions. The number to do that is 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. God commands unity in marriage. So what do you think that means? Does it mean just staying married? Does it mean always agreeing, never fighting? Maybe it means something else. Well, let's put this into action. And everyone in the family that God commands unity in marriage. 1 + 1 = 1. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for unity in all families that are listening to this broadcast. We thank you for seeing us through it, giving us the strength, and for people being able to see you. In Jesus' name, we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that your name may be glorified. Amen and amen. Now, real quick, just a couple of scripture readings to kind of give a little emphasis on some things, and then we'll move on. And out of the International Children's Bible, we're going to read a few verses of scripture. Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through. When God made the world, he made them male and female. So a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two will become one body. So the people are not two, but one. And God has joined the two people together, so no one should separate them. And another verse of scripture that we would like to bring to your forefront is Matthew 19 and 6, also in the International Children's Bible Version. So the two are not two, but one. God joined the two people together. No person should separate them. Matthew 19 and 6. Tuned into Guts, God's United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. We're excited about God, and we're excited about being a part of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Also very excited that during this week we'll be having the Prayer Breakfast of Champions prayer conference that's going to take place on this week. It's the 3rd through the 6th, and you can register online at www.prayerboc.org, prayerboc.org. Get registered today so that we'll know and be able to prepare for how many people we should be expecting. We're going to have a fantastic time, and in getting registered, you will get all the information as to the itinerary, what's going on, and what to expect. So we're expecting that many of you would and can register for this great conference. We're expecting God to do some great and mighty things where we are indeed very glad. Continuing in prayer for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, who has lost his brother. And we thank God for his strength, and we give God the glory and the honor and the praise for the joy that's bubbling up in him, even during this time of bereavement. We thank God for his family, and we're praying for the family and those who may not be as rooted and grounded as Superintendent Grimes, that they would be able to see in him God, that they might be able to find peace even in the midst of bereavement. Thank God for all of you again tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into Guts Gossiping, not to say, but Variety Talk Show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we are coming to you live from the new studios of WEXY 1520, your inspiration station, and we're bringing you the very best in gospel music, gospel talk, and gospel inspiration. If you'd like to call into the broadcast, Guts Gossiping, not to say, you can call in and be a part of the network simply by calling or texting to 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. I do want to make a quick community announcement, and then we're going to kind of go on to some other things. But we do thank God for you all who are listening up and who are tuned in to the broadcast. Again, the number that you can call to get involved and to be a part is 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. I want to let you know there's the big pre-Easter program Sunday, March 6th at 4 p.m. at the Broward County Association Hall, 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, giving away Easter baskets and candy egg and money eggs, witness gospel singers. So come one, come all. This is all being sponsored by yours, well, not mine, but you know, you guys know her. And you all know that she's always doing great work in the city of Fort Lauderdale. It's that big Easter program, a pre-Easter program, and it's happening Sunday, March 6th at 4 p.m. Definitely want to make sure you're there. 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's about all the information I got for you right now. But if you want to know some more, if you need to get some more information, or you're trying to figure out something else, please call 754-366-1442. That's 754-366-1442. For more information about the pre-Easter program, Sunday, March 6th at 4 p.m. at the Broward County Association Singing Hall, 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's going to be a great time, and you won't want to miss it.
This is Maurice Griffin, and you're listening to Guts with Nikki V.
There's a blessing. There. DJ Divide.
And now, it's time to bless the hit.
Can everybody say yay, man?
This is where we take the hit
that you all know and love
and bless them only on
R&B. The game needs some cleaning. Call me Bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth. Too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard Day Vine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I use a dime. Got mama at the church on the front row crying. Got mama at the church on the front row crying. Got mama at the church on the front row crying. You called a problem, I'm in to rectify. You called a problem, I'm in to rectify. I need you to look deep within yourself and ask yourself the question. Are you causing problems or are you rectifying?
I say so fresh it doesn't. Mark Garvey. Yeah, I say president. That's a Steve Harvey. You just phenomenon. Straight from out of jail. And I'm gonna say it one more time for those who don't hear well. I say so fresh it doesn't. Mark Garvey. Yeah, I say president. Like a Steve Harvey. You just phenomenon. Social activist. If I ran the block, I'd govern it like Charlie Crist. I heard the voice of Frederick Douglass say I got to teach. The hearts and minds of the youth, hard you got to reach. Most of them don't go to church, you got to rap to preach. The game needs some cleaning. Call me Bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth, too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard Day Vine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I use a dime. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify.
Everybody got their own life to live.
Well, we cause the problem.
I choose to rectify. But here's what happens when you cause problems.
I'm gonna pin this little story about my cousin C. Started hanging with some goons and started slanging deep. Now C was stacking plenty of bread, but he was overspending. Burned a pound a day, plus he had too many women. He had his own corner and two just to work for him. Brainwashed some jits, so they did his dirt for him. One of them called a case and went to jail. C denied his collect calls and his bail. He had kingpin ambitions like Buzzy Siegel. I told him if he's gonna leave, keep it legal. Use your power of influence for the good. We need more positivity in the hood. He wasn't trying to hit, the cash made him cold. He did whatever for the bread, he lost control. No matter what he gained, he lost, cause he stole his soul. My cousin died and is in hell, let the truth be told. The game needs some cleaning. Call me Bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth, too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard Day Vine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I use a dime. Got mama at the church on the front row crying. A trapping goon they wanna be, cause of you they trying. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. All my young G's, get your education. The dropout rate's increased, so has incarceration. Too many youth in jail, it's their life they're wasting. Catching cases daily, most of them be paper chasing. They can't stay out the system, parole they violate. You owe my sister, your man got life, ain't no need to wait. Life is what you make it, what are you creating? Mr. Hard, speak the truth, that's not up for debate. For debate, game needs some cleaning. Call me Bleach. Somebody got to speak the truth, too many fools lying. All that nonsense you talking, Mr. Hard Day Vine. Life and death are in the tongue, that's why I use a dime. Got mama at the church on the front row crying. A trapping goon they wanna be, cause of you they trying. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify. You causing problems, I'm in to rectify.
Man, what are we doing? These kids are dying. When we gonna stand up and do the right thing?
DJ Divide.
DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ Divide. DJ
drop it, put that gun down. Drop it, put that gun down. Drop it, put that gun down. Drop it, put that gun down.
Tell me when the killing gon' stop. Only when the slug hits you in the night and you drop. I see you in the drop. Tryna be a trap star, wanna be rap star. What happens when the gun's in your face? Or the drugs found inside your place? SWAT team rushing, busting, clutching muskets, you're flustered. Now you're behind bars, and your girl with the behind is messing with your dog. And she's at the bar, where your cellmate's trying to turn you into a broad. You're cool,
okay.
You're hard,
okay.
You got that clip,
I get it.
You bust that gun,
you spill that blood,
you just that dumb.
I said it.
Drop it, put that gun down. 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 Down, hands up, guns down, hands up, guns down, hands up, guns down, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
I'm
I didn't care what the preacher had to say. So many don't lose in the church, just push me further away. Don't wear your pants like that, don't wear your hat to the back. And it started getting old. I was trying to figure out what's more important, my clothes or my soul.
Hey man, you pay your tithe? Hey dog, I pay my tithe, you know what I'm saying? I got that on rap, baby, but I do it my way. So yo, what's your way? I peek this, yo, you know what I'm saying? When I get my check cash, right, I go in my backyard. You know what I'm saying? I take that cash in my hand, right? I pay my tithe, yo. I just throw that money up in the air. God, who he say he is, he'll keep what he wants. Everything else come down belong to me, baby. Pay tight. What's tight, baby? Pay tight.
R&G reaching your soul.
Hey, pay my time. Get
that's right. Let's get together wherever, whenever. Let's just do it. 754-24 Music. 754-24 Music. 754-24 Music. 754-24 Music, and hit me up and let's make it happen. Text, call, that's all you need to do to get connected. Music, fun, social events, games, entertainment, news, and you can win prizes. And if you're trying to get it right and you determined to make it better, make sure you get connected.
DJDevice.com.
Right about now, you should be on the next level, taking your quality of life to the next level as well. Make sure you equip yourself to endure to the end. Remember, if you're trying to get it right and you want to do better, make sure you log on to DJDevice.com to get your D-mixes, your information, your knowledge, wisdom, and reports to make you feel good. That's right. I'm DJ Device, Rhythm and Gospel, replacing the blues with the good news. I'm out. I'm tripping. I'm just ready to go party somewhere.
DJDevice.com.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Really a heart issue. Now, we believe if we don't get the heart right, then we simply won't ever become servant leaders like Jesus. The most persistent barrier to leading like Jesus is a heart motivated by self-interest. In one sense, we all enter this world with self-focus. Is anyone more self-centered than a baby? A baby doesn't come home from the hospital asking, how can I help around the house? As any parent can attest, all children are naturally selfish. They have to ask actually be taught how to share rather than what you get. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, the Apostle Paul urges us to look out for others' interests, not just our own. This is what he says. He says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in the Spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. A heart motivated by self-interest looks at the world as a give a little, take a lot proposition. People with hearts motivated by self-interest put their own agenda, safety, status, and gratification ahead of those affected by the thoughts and actions. Cutting people off on the freeway or church parking lot, pushing or punishing those who disagree with you or challenge your position, and exploiting the weaknesses and fears of others to get what you want are all actions that come from a self-motivated issues of leadership. A primary question that we have to ask ourselves is, am I a servant leader or am I a self-serving leader? Do I do everything to make sure that I'm getting ahead, or do I do stuff to help make sure others are getting ahead? The fact is that we fall short of perfection and give in to the temptation to behave as self-serving leaders in certain situations. A heart motivated by self-interest looks at the world as a give a little, take a lot proposition. People with hearts motivated by self-interest put their own agenda, safety, status, and gratification ahead of that of those affected by their thoughts and actions. So this question, when answered with brutal honesty, reveals your motivation as a leader. It also reflects your heart's ego. Do you seek to edge God out or to exalt God only on those around you? The answer to that question reveals whether you are driven to protect and promote yourself or called to a higher purpose of service. Let's stop for a second and begin to reflect on a couple of things. In which of the following situations am I most prone to put my own agenda ahead of those I lead? In which situation, because I'm going to give you some situations, do you find that you're most prone to put your own agenda ahead of those that you lead? In my work, in my home, in my marriage, and since I'm not married, I'm going to put in my relationships. So in my work, in my home, in my relationships, as a volunteer. Now, whichever one it is, and however it works out for you, the next question that you have to ask yourself is, why do you think this happens? Why is it that I'm more prone in these situations to put my own agenda ahead of others than in other situations? As that we all sometimes edge God out in the self-serving way we seek to influence others. Few leaders would admit to being self-serving, yet we observe self-serving leaders all the time. Self-serving leaders say, given the choice, I'll make a decision that benefits me. If these leaders are working in an organization, all the money, recognition, power, and status move up the hierarchy towards them. If they are in a family, they treat their children and spouses as supporting cast members in their quest to fulfill their personal agenda and self-image. What makes people self-serving? Now, in his classic book, Ordering Your Private World, Gordon MacDonald identifies a helpful distinction. He says there are two types of people in the world, driven people and called people. So you're either driven or you're called. You're either driven or you're called. I know some people say, well, I'm called to be driven. And you're either driven or you're called. And there is a distinction and a difference, and one that will be important for you to understand. And we're going to kind of deal with that a little bit as we begin to explore leading like Jesus. The driven people think they own everything. They own their relationships, they own their possessions, and they own their positions. In fact, they perceive their identity as the sum of their relationships, possessions, and positions. As a result, driven people spend most of their time protecting what they own. we see this in a family when a parent makes sure everyone knows that if it's the man, he's the father, or if it's the woman, she's the mother, and demands that everyone else cater to their wishes without questioning their authority. Driven people think and act as if you're in trouble. The possessions of driven people become an important expression of who they are and end up possessing them. Now, that's the story of what it means to be a driven person. Let's take a look at what called people are like. Called people, on the other hand, believe everything is on loan. They believe their relationships are on loan. They know that they have no guarantee that we will see those we love tomorrow. Called people also believe their possessions are on loan, and they are to be held lightly, to be enjoyed and shared with an open hand. Finally, called people believe their positions are on loan from God. Called people believe that their positions are on loan from God and the people that they are attempting to influence. Rather than protecting what they own, called leaders act as good stewards of what they've been loaned, what's been loaned to them. So it brings us to this question, and we're going to talk about this question when we come back from the break. Are you a self-serving leader or a servant leader? Are you a self-serving leader or a servant leader? It's important to figure out which one applies to you. I do want to let you know that we thank you for tuning in, and those of you who may have been just tuning in, you are tuned in to Guts, Gossiping I'd Say, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. We are excited about all of our partners and all of our community people. We thank God for our community outreach that's going to take place on March 12th at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. We encourage as many of you to be there with us. And if you have a business or you have something that you'd like to share, we would love for you to let us know about it, that we might be able to incorporate it in our community outreach. If you are a business that can help sponsor and help us to be able to make an impact on our community, then we would like to hear from you as well. The number to call or text about anything you hear on this broadcast is 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. You can call that number and you will be directed to somebody, or you can leave a message or whatever you might need to do. You may actually get a person right off the bat. It depends on what's happening at the time. But definitely give us a call, 954-554-6755. If we're on the broadcast, it'll probably take you straight to the broadcast. All you have to do is press 1 to let us know that you do want to be on the broadcast. If not, you can just listen in. Again, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. That gets you to the Guts Network line. And we do thank God for all of you who listen in and are a part. I do want to remind you that we are in partnership and a member of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. With the senior pastor is Superintendent Roger A. Grimes. The youth pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. Assistant pastor is Bishop Lewis Smith. The mother's board president is Mother Lois. And also to Sade, to Tanaya, to Zaria, to Dorothy, to Krista, to Trinity, to Taja, Alicia, Mary. Naming just a few people who have told me that they listen. Yvonne, Mother Yvonne Driver Brown, big shout out, bless out, God bless you, Mother, for listening and for your support and for all that you do to encourage me to keep doing the broadcast. I do appreciate that. Amazing Grace, thank God for you. We're just grateful for all of you. Brandy, and I understand that everything went super well with Kathy McCleary and the conference, as well as the event at Dillard High School. So we're excited about that as well. Again, this week, we've got some great things happening at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Would love for you all to make sure that you get registered, www.prayerboc.org. That's www.prayerboc.org. And it would be a fantastic thing for you to get involved. Well, we do thank God for all of you, again, tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God's doing right here and right now. We love for your support. And if you are someone who can help us out financially, definitely give us a call. And if you are someone who has time to give and you can volunteer your time and effort, because every Saturday from 7 to 8 in the morning, we distribute groceries at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Now, you're welcome to come and get groceries, but if you're someone who has the wherewithal and can share with us your time and your talent, we would love for you to do so. Again, call this number, and this will connect you with everything. So if you want to be involved as far as being able to talk to us, pray with us, laugh with us, cry with us, whatever you need to do in order to get you to your point of breakthrough, we want to do that with you. 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And we've got coming up on the weeks to come, we've got our district meeting. Solid Rock District is having their meeting, and it will be taking place at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. We're expecting God to do some great things. Our theme is leading like Jesus, so we're going to be talking about that even some more and at length. We've got a great celebration going on Monday through Friday, and there's a special day that I want to announce to everybody. There's some things that they're going to have going on, but there's one special day that I really want to announce to everybody that I think is important and one that will be helpful to all people. You might not know some of the folks that we're honoring on other days, but one thing that you definitely know that you need, and I know I need, is an enjoyable relationship with one another. So on Thursday, we're going to have Relationship Day, basically, where we're going to be honoring and learning and pushing about relationships. Thanks again for tuning in to Guts Gospel United Today, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you again for tuning in. The number to call, 954-554-6755. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back from the break, though, we will resume talking about Lead Like Jesus and what the heart of a servant is all about.
Thank you. Man, get up. You can do it. Don't be afraid of change. Your destiny awaits you. Drive harder. You got more in you. Touchdown!
Harvest Reapers International School of Ministry
and Life Coaching Systems
are offering the best life skills courses in the USA today.
Become a part of the fastest growing industry in the world.
Let us show you how to be successful in everything you do.
Become a life coach in just 3 short weeks.
Harvest Reapers International School of Ministries and Life Coaching Systems are teaching you how to become successful in everything you do.
This is Apostle and Life Coach Howard Akins Jr. Don't miss this opportunity of a lifetime.
Call today for the next open house in your city. 754-422-4200. 754-422-4200.
Waterproofing has been crowned the king of them all. South Florida's complete roofing contractor since 1989. Commercial and residential, licensed and special, all types of roofing repairs. Tile, shingle, flat, wood shake, gravel, roof inspection, and leak detection. Plus, all woodwork, small or large. Dorsey Jackson Roofing and Waterproofing promise to give your roof the royal treatment. Yes, all work 100% guaranteed. For free estimate and special discount, call right now 954-5. That's 954-297-6535. Or go online, roofingservicefortlauderdale.com. And remember, Dawson Jackson Roofing and Waterproofing crown the king of them all. The proof is in the roof.
Hello there, this is Bishop Prophet Junior Thompson inviting you to a night of miracles. Yes, my friend, that's this Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, March the 2nd, I'll be at the Gathering International Ministry, 2901 West Oakland Park Boulevard, Oakland Park, Florida, Bay 820 and 821. Make it your plans. It must be there this Wednesday night. God has given me a word with your name on it. There's a miracle waiting for you this Wednesday night with Bishop Prophet Jr.
Come to tell from the time of John the Baptist that the kingdom of God suffered violence. But, oh, my God, but the kingdom got violent and say, I ain't going out. Give me my stuff back. Give me my joy back. Give me my happiness back. Give me my children back. Give me my family back. Give me my husband back. Give me my wife back.
Yes, my friend, this Wednesday night, we're getting it back. God say your joy coming back, your life coming back. Make it your plans. It must be there this Wednesday night. God has given me a word for you. Yes, you woman. Yes, you man. Yes, you boy and girl. That's at the Gathering International Ministry, 2901 West Oakland Park Boulevard, 820-821. Make it your plans. It must be there this Wednesday night. There is a miracle waiting for you.
You've joined in on the afternoon celebration with WEXY 1520, the Spirit of South Florida, covering Fort Lauderdale, Wilson Manors, and Miami.
Hello there, my friend. This is Pastor Wayne Parks, and I just stopped by to invite you to a special visitation from the Lord. Prophet Richard W. Hayes continues in the ninth week of prophetic healing and blessing revival here at Full Gospel Church. You are next in line to receive a miracle. Services are nightly, Tuesday through Friday at 7:45 p.m. and Saturday at 12 noon. Brother Hayes is here at the radio station at 4:30 daily, taking your phone calls and prophesying over you. I am bringing back Sunday night and Monday night, February the 28th and the 29th, prophetess Janet German. We had such a Sunday with her last week. God didn't get through, and I'm bringing her back for two more services, Sunday night and Monday night. I'll look for you in these great services. Call me at 954-761-PRAY for information and meet me in the next service.
Thank you. Pretty or whatever, but wouldn't you like to bring out that beauty that's inside of you? You should call Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. She's a makeup artist that can bring out the natural beauty in you. That's Robin Eason, 954-696-8865. Call Robin Eason so she can bring out that natural beauty in you. You pretty or whatever.
Back with more Guts Scoffing Day, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V. And we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. God is so good, and we are grateful. As a matter of fact, we want to just tell God thank you for being who He is and for doing what He has done. He is just good like that. And so, you know,
therefore I am in the temple of the Most High God. And wherever I am, I try to make sure that I exemplify the temple of the Most High God. And I know that it's not always easy, and I know that sometimes we don't always do that, but it is something that we ought to endeavor to try to do. Anyway, getting back to our series, and we were talking about heart of a servant and a heart of a servant leader. And I told you when we got back, we were going to talk to you about, are you a self-serving leader or a servant leader? Which one are you? And we'll, as we talk about it a little bit, you will be able to tell me. You, just for your own self-examination, there's no special test or quiz, and no one's going to know but you. But you really do want to kind of really take this to heart, because it'll make all the difference in the world for who you are, what you are, and how you operate. So three distinctive patterns of behavior mark the difference between self-serving leaders and servant leaders. How you handle feedback, how you handle successor planning, and your perspective of who you think leads and who follows. In these three areas, you will begin to be able to see just where you are in terms of that grouping. So how do you handle feedback? That's the question. How do you handle feedback? Now, many of us have probably seen demonstrated that most people do not handle feedback very well. Yeah, you, as a matter of fact, most people who follow don't even like to give leaders feedback because of how poorly we handle feedback. Well, and you were starting to fume, smoke was coming out your ears, and everything. Calm down. Relax. This is not, I didn't even mention your name. I didn't even say who you are. I didn't even say you. I'm just explaining, and it fits you, so it's starting to make you a little upset, a little agitated. You don't have to be like that. You can be better. You can do better. So we're going to talk about how do you handle feedback. Self-serving leaders spend most of their time protecting or promoting the thing in which they have invested their self-worth and security, such as their public image, their reputation, their competitive performance, their position, their possessions, or their personal fulfillment in their intimate relationships. Whenever they sense a threat to the things that they cherish, they are likely to react in a fearful, defensive way. This is especially true when they've received negative feedback. They think negative feedback means people don't want them to lead anymore, which is really not true. Negative feedback is really something being a negative, and it's really not. It's just a way to help you not be so off. Like these new studios, we're in here trying to help critique these new studios so that it can be the best studio as that possibly can be. And it would look crazy when I say that something's not working right, or we're getting feedback, or we're having different things that are not working right, not clear, things are breaking up. It doesn't work when you send this from the internet, doesn't work when you do that from there, this channel's not working, for it to be a personal indictment on the person that set up the equipment. It's not. It's really not. It's just as we're taking the bugs out, we notice that certain things are happening. And these are things that you didn't expect to happen, didn't want to happen, but as you begin to actually function or do it, see, because there are things that are already in, you know, learning or training that you may already know from learning or training. And you might put it together perfectly well, but once it gets put into practical application, some of those things don't work as well as you think they would. So you have to have these critiques, and it may seem like the negative things is a personal thing, but it's really not personal at all. So, because I'm perfect, I'm flawless. Hello, I am perfection personified, and if you tell me that I did something wrong, yikes. The biggest fear of self-serving leaders is not failure. It is the fear of losing their power and position, the very things in which they have placed their life and their self-worth and security in. Because servant leaders believe their position and influence are on loan to those whom they serve, they are more prone to see feedback as a gift rather than a threat. See it as a way to perfect, to make better, to do better. Even when feedback may be hurtful or given in a negative way, a servant leader grounded in God's unconditional love can get beyond initial negative emotions and seek to find any truth and value for improving their leadership. After all, their position is on loan to their people. So let's stop and think about this for a moment, because I'm going to have to transition to the next portion of my broadcast. But let's just stop and think about this for a moment. Describe your usual reaction to negative feedback. Fear, anger, denial, sadness, curiosity, or gratitude? How do you react when people give you negative feedback? Are you afraid? Are you angry? Are you in denial? Sad? Curious? Grateful? If you could alter your response, which attitude to feedback would be most productive for you and the people you lead? Pause and reflect about that. Tune in to Guts, Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do you plan for success.
Oh, yeah. That's the one right there. For all my people that's got something to be thankful for.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you. Yeah, because truth is, I don't deserve it, but you keep blessing me every step. By the way, big pre-Easter program Sunday, March 6th at 4 p.m. at the Broward County Association Singing Hall, 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, giving away Easter baskets and candy eggs and money eggs and, oh my goodness, all that stuff is going to be happening on the ground at 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue on March 6th. At 4 p.m., special gospel groups are going to be the Gospel Angel and Witness Gospel Singers. So come on out and be there March 6th at 4 p.m. at the Broward County Association Hall, 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue. This is all being presented by Melinda Montgomery. For more information about this event and how you can be a part, please dial 754-366-1442. That's 754-366-1442. Make it your plans and make it your must. You know what you got to do. Be at that Sunday, March 6th program. It's a pre-Easter program, 4 p.m. at the Broward County Association Hall, 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And by the way, you are tuned in to Guts, Gospel United Today, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, live straight out of new WEXY studios. I tell you, it is. We're here at the Oakland Commerce Center, 3223 Northwest 10th Terrace, Suite 601 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's down the street from where we are on Power Line in those tan buildings. We're here, and we're by the 6th, we'll definitely be here, full throttle and all that good stuff. Right now, we're still in the beginning and in the budding stages, and it's probably going to take a month before everything is moving just like it ought to move, but one thing is for sure, we are moving, and we are in the position to be where we are. So we're hoping that you all would take a chance and take a moment. And those of you who have not ever used WEXY before, you ought to consider calling the offices and getting your rate now. Because, of course, moving and moving into a new building and a new place, sometimes that means that rates go up. So you might want to get yourself situated before the rates increase. But we thank God for you. Tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. And I do want to say a big shout-out to President Marlon Bolton and the great work he's doing in the community and how he is a partner with us. You can hear him with his special highlights on Mondays and Wednesdays right here on Guts, the Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, and I am Nikki V. And we thank God for the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 2201 Northwest 20. Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with the senior pastor, Superintendent Roger A. Grimes. The assistant pastor is Elder Bishop Lewis Smith. Youth pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. And the mother's board president is Mother Lois Jones. Again, we want to come back and we said we were going to talk to you a little bit about how do you plan for successors? I have someone in the queue, so I definitely want to bring him in. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Are you still on the broadcast?
Yes, sir. We're still on the air. We were getting ready to talk about how do you plan for successors, but maybe you have some updates you'd like to tell us about as far as the Prayer Breakfast of Champions or anything else for that matter.
Yes, it's not too late to register for those who want to both be a part of the workshops and the symposium and the worship service on Friday night. If they register by tomorrow, they can be a part of the breakfast. The breakfast is sponsored, of course, by the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. And we're having a cruise on the Jungle Queen, which culminates with the banquet that the Jungle Queen puts on. So you can be a part of all of that. But if you fail to register, you can still be a part of the workshops and the worship service. So please, you can go online at Prayer Breakfast Champions or Prayer BOC. .org, that's the word prayer, BOC, that's Boy Oscar Charlie, .org, and all the information is there. Or you can just call, and that call can be to 954 907-5880, or you can call the church at 954. What's the rest of my phone? I can't remember.
I think it's 793-4.
Four five, yeah. Yeah. 954-763-9945.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah. 763-9945. Of course, 954 area code. So call. You can leave a message. We'll get back to you. And hopefully we'll see you at the conference. That's this Friday, starting with breakfast at 8 o'clock. And till about 2 in the afternoon, we'll have workshops and a general assembly. And this will be with men and women of God from around the country. And we're not a very big movement, but we are a powerful prayer movement. We've had 5 years of consistent every morning, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, prayer and the Word of God, lifting people up. And we have more than 1,490 sermons and prayer requests and prayer for those requests logged in to the system, and they can be heard at any time. So pretty proud of our consistency, and people are coming and joining us every day on the phone, and we have a following that we truly believe is moving on the behalf of people who request prayer around the country. So other than that, we thank you. Dr. Lee, when you finish the broadcast, you can give me a call, and we can chat about the details of the workshops.
Yes, sir. Definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
No problem. We thank God for Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, and he's a wonderful man of God. We are very grateful for all that he does in order to make things worthwhile and to make the broadcast and to his support of the broadcast in for us is just amazing. So I'm grateful for him as a pastor, as a leader, as a shepherd, and I thank God that I'm under such a wonderful man of God who exemplifies all that he speaks of to the best of his ability and with the strength and the help of God. So we thank God for someone whose instruction and his wisdom makes all the difference in the world to so many people and so many of our young people and so many, just everyone who's met him. So we thank God for that. And, of course, you normally hear him on Wednesdays, 2 p.m., for the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast. So make sure you tune in on tomorrow at 2 p.m. for the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast. So real quick, I'm going to talk about how do you plan for successors? Well done, good and faithful servant. In those few words, Jesus summed up what we would all like to hear when final judgment is rendered for our efforts to make a difference in the world around us. One aspect of a job well done as a servant leader is how well we have prepared others to carry on after our season of leadership influence is completed. Our leadership legacy is not just limited to what we've accomplished, but it continues and it includes what we leave behind in the hearts and the minds of those with whom we have had a chance to teach and to work. Perhaps you haven't thought of your leadership position or relationship as a season, but if you reflect on your experience, you probably can see that you have had several seasons of leadership influence with your family, your career, your volunteer activity, your personal succession planning efforts speak volumes about your motives as a leader. It is unlikely that anyone leading from an ego involved in the promotion of and protection of self, edging God out, is going to spend much time training and developing their potential successor. As avoiding honest feedback is the mark of an ego-driven leader, it's also failure to develop someone to take your place, another mark of someone who is self-serving. During his time on earth, Jesus modeled sacrificial passion for ensuring that his followers were equipped to carry on the movement. He lived his legacy in intimate relationship with those he empowered. empowered by his words and example. In his book, Transforming Leadership, Leighton Ford notes, long before modern managers, Jesus was busy preparing people for the future. He wasn't aiming to pick a crown prince, but to create a successor generation. When the time came for him to leave, he did not put on or put in a crash program of leadership development. The curriculum had been taught for 3 years in living classrooms. A good way to gauge your progress in leading like Jesus is to ask yourself the following questions. How well am I doing in preparing others to take my place when the time comes? Do I consider them a threat or an investment in the future? Am I willing to share what I know and provide opportunities to learn and grow for those who will come after me? Build the heart of a true servant leader by investing most of his ministry time training and equipping the disciples for leadership. Near the end of his earthly ministry, Jesus told his disciples, I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know his master's business. Instead, I call you friends. For everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. He also said this to his disciples and to us. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. So let's pause and reflect on this, and then we'll go into a music break, and we'll be hearing another special edition from the broadcast. Do you view training your successor or the next generation as a threat, a burden, or an opportunity to extend your leadership impact beyond your season of influence? How does your successor planning impact your daily, weekly, quarterly, or yearly who follows? Thanks again for tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into Guts Gospel United States, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus.
God bless you for tuning in. I'm Pastor Roger Grimes, Senior Pastor, Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, located in one of the most economically depressed areas in this country, zip code 33311. You may have seen the clips that the work that we're doing here, and it's important that you understand that we believe that families need more. They need nurturing. They need to become